starts with two cells, a male cell and a female cell. And these two cells come and join together in this bioelectrical explosion of life awesomeness. And they start to replicate, and two becomes four, and four becomes eight, and eight, 16, and 16, 32, and it starts to form this raspberry or blackberry type shape. And as the scientists continue to watch this development, the next thing they see is a canal coming right down the middle. And they continue to watch, and at the top of the canal, a bump starts to form. And of course, this is the beginning of the development of the brain. And as they continue to watch, they see these filaments start to come down. Filament after filament start to come down, all these fibers. And of course, what we're seeing is the nerve system take shape. And at the end of these nerves, they start to see these little buds developing, little nerve buds. And these buds start to form into the organs. And so we see the heart take shape. And then, of course, the lungs start to form. And then the liver and the stomach. And all of these organs start to take shape. The intestines start to form. And after these organs are all developed, we start to see the formation of bone. And the first bone to form is the skull. And the skull completely encases the brain. But there's a hole in the bottom. And this is where the spinal cord can come down and through to control and power the rest of the body. And then we start to see the development of the bones of the spine, vertebrae. And these vertebrae are stacked on top of each other. It's almost like donuts stacked on top of each other with a hole in the middle where the spinal cord can come through. And then, of course, after the spine's developed, we start to see the ribs come around and encase and protect the rest of the organs. And in between these vertebrae are nerves. And the scientists were able to attach a wire to one of these nerves and put the other end, attach it to a light bulb. And the electrical power from the brain coming down and out that nerve is able to light the light bulb. But these nerves are very sensitive. And as they started to apply a little pressure, what they found is the weight of a nickel right there would cut the light bulb 60%. And as they applied a little bit more pressure, small amount of pressure, and boom, the light went out. And remember, these are the nerves powering your organs. So we need to make sure these vertebrae are as square as possible so that we have full electrical power from the brain getting down to the organs, glands, tissues, and cells. How much of the power from your brain do you want getting down to your body? Well, of course, we want 100% of the brain power getting down to the body. And how much of the body do we want it getting to? Well, we want it getting to 100% of the body. All the brain power getting down and out to the entire body. And for how long? Well, of course, we want it 100% of the time. We always want to be functioning at full power. And we do that with our chiropractic adjustments, where the entire focus is on correcting spinal misalignments to make sure we have full nerve power and there's no interference getting down to the rest of the body. That's why you should be getting chiropractic adjustments. That's why everyone you know should be getting chiropractic adjustments. That is how chiropractic works.